Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this hot, and I mean hot, Monday in Oklahoma. It's about 90 degrees outside. Summer heat is on, but I'm definitely enjoying the heat, definitely more than the cold weather. I definitely love wearing my shorts outside and got to work out today, so having a good Monday here in Oklahoma. But I have a big show planned for you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at the Duke Boy 100. That's at the Duke Boy 100. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. So I'm ready to talk sports with you today on my last show for the foreseeable future. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the show. But we have a lot of sports to talk about today. We'll talk NBA Finals. We'll talk about Game 4 and also look ahead to Game 5, which I didn't think there was going to be a Game 5. We'll talk about that also. We'll talk about Coach Stoops retiring a little bit more. From the University of Oklahoma and the new head coach, Lincoln Riley. We'll talk some Stanley Cup Finals. We'll talk some tennis. We'll talk some Major League Baseball as well. But let's turn to the NBA Finals, and let's talk about Game 4. I have to give credit to Greg in his last segment on Friday. He said that the Cavaliers would beat Golden State in Game 4 and would not get swept, and they would lose in Game 5. So he's halfway there, but give him credit, he was right about Game 4. I really thought this series was over. I thought they were going to lose Game 4. I thought that was a demoralizing loss in Game 3. But give Cleveland credit. They were energized. They were ready to go. And they were maybe motivated by some of Draymond Green's comments and some of the other comments by the Warriors, some of their actions. Cleveland destroyed Golden State, beating them 137-116 on Friday night. LeBron James, another triple-double. What else is new? He makes triple-doubles look easy. 30 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, especially in the playoffs. Kyrie Irving scored 40 points. He had 7 rebounds and 4 assists. He got into the lane anytime he wanted, and he finished. I mean, my goodness, he has some tough finishes over height. Very, very impressive game there by Kyrie Irving. He played with a lot of force. Kevin Love scored 23. J.R. Smith scored 15. The Cavaliers, they hit 53% of their shots. They were 24-45 from threes. They hit 24 threes. My goodness. They put on an offensive showcase. They broke a bunch of records. They scored 49 points in the first quarter. That's right, 49 points in the first quarter. If you had told me that was going to happen, I would have said you're crazy. I mean, what kind of defense is that? They scored 86 points in the first half. They were in attack mode. And defensively, they were more active and engaged. I know Golden State still scored 116 points. That shows how really good offensively they are. But the Cavaliers were really physical. They were getting deflections left and right. They were just definitely more active and engaged. And talking about more active and engaged, Tristan Thompson, he was definitely more active and engaged. 5 points and 10 rebounds. He brought more energy to the game. He played with a lot more force. And Cleveland was just the tougher team on Friday night, both mentally and physically on Friday night. Kevin Durant scored 35 points, didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Draymond Green had 16 points and 14 rebounds, but Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the Splash Brothers, struggled. They only scored 27 points on 8 of 24 shooting. They shot just 45% from the field. They were 11 of 39 from threes. Again, give credit to the Cavaliers' defense. They made things tough on the perimeter for the Golden State Warriors, and they're doing a good job of contesting Curry and Thompson's shot and letting Draymond Green shoot threes, but they're they're doing a better job of contesting against Curry, Thompson, and Durant, at least they did on Friday night. And yes, also the Warriors on the defensive end, where was the defensive intensity? Where was the focus? Where was the killer instinct to put this series away? It wasn't there. And the Cavaliers, they got all the 50-50 balls. They had all the energy, all the effort. and the Warriors kind of just were going through the motions defensively and not playing well, and that was ridiculous. But give Cleveland credit. They found a way to win and to survive for another game. Now, looking ahead to Game 5 tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time on ABC, we look at this game here. To me, obviously, I would say the more pressure's on the Cavaliers, because if they lose, they go home, it's over. But there's some growing pressure on the Warriors. If you're a Warrior fan, which I am not, but if you're a Warrior fan, I would say the Cavaliers have your attention now. That's how I would say, especially what happened last year. They definitely have your attention and how well they play. They put up, I mean, the offensive numbers they put up were ridiculous. 86 points in a half, 49 points in the first quarter. That's crazy. So they definitely have your attention. But if you're the Warriors, you need to finish them off tonight. This is not a must-win game for the Warriors tonight, but it's a need-to-win game. You need to find a way to win Game 5, especially. And I wouldn't say that if last year didn't happen. I know this is a different team. Obviously, they have Kevin Durant. This is a better Warriors team. It's also a better Cavaliers team as well. So after the Warriors, you don't want to take anything for granted. You want to finish this off. Okay, yeah, you didn't get the 16-0, and I was all ready to talk about that on today's show. The Warriors going 16-0 in the playoffs, and where does that rank them? As all-time NBA great team, but that being said, the Warriors still have a chance to win a championship tonight. They need to close out the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. It starts with limiting turnovers, and also on the defensive end, you got to bring more energy and effort on the defensive end. You got to bring more physicality on the defensive end. I think that's going to be key. And also, they have to limit second-chance points by the Cavaliers. They have to keep them off the offensive glass and limit second-chance opportunities. I think that's going to be a key for Golden State. And can Cleveland play with as much force as they did in game number 4 on the road? Obviously, on the road is a lot different. And can they make close to 24 threes? Obviously, they're not going to hit 24. I'd be really shocked if they hit 24 threes in Oakland tonight. But can they come back? Can they come close? And you know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are going to be better tonight. I think Durant's even going to be better tonight as well. At least I know he scored 35, but he's going to shoot the ball better as well. But those are the keys for the Warriors. Again, they have to have some kind of sense of urgency. Yeah, I know you're up 3-1, but after last year, they were in that same position last year. Now, I know it's different. Draymond Green is going to be playing this Game 5, and he has to keep his emotions in check, by the way. I think that's going to be a key for the Warriors as well. But looking ahead, like I said, you got to find a way to win Game 5. You do not want to go back to Cleveland 3-2. You don't want to go back to Cleveland and have to play a Game 7 in Golden State after you were up 3-0. I mean, that would be crazy. So if you had to – I'm thinking the Warriors are going to close this out tonight. I think they're going to win tonight. Like I said, I think Thompson, I think Curry are going to be better. I think they're going to be better defensively. I don't think they're going to give up another 50-point quarter. I'd be really surprised if that happens. I think LeBron's going to get hit. I think it'll be a competitive game. I think Golden State's favored by 8.5. I would still take Golden State to cover that 8.5-point spread, but I think it's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be a beatdown. But I think in the end, in the fourth quarter, I think Durant, Thompson, Curry, they'll be too much. And it'll be interesting to see if they do a better job of keeping Kyrie Irving out of the paint, because the last two games they've done an awful job of keeping Kyrie Irving out of the paint. I know it's really tough, but you got to do a better job of keeping Kyrie Irving out of the paint. You know LeBron James is going to get his, but you cannot allow Kyrie Irving to get his. You got to take him away. At least you have to limit him. You're not going to shut Kyrie Irving down. He's too good at getting to the basket, but you have to force him to be a jump shooter. If he makes jump shots, and that's Duke fam. You know, I'm a big Kyrie Irving fan. That's Duke fam. You know, I'm a big Duke fan. But that being said, you have to limit his opportunities in the paint. Force him to be a jump shooter. That's going to be a big key for Golden State tonight. So we shall see what happens. Don't forget, if you want to talk about the NBA Finals, you want to talk about Game 5 tonight, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. You can let me know who you think is going to win the game tonight. And by the way, after the Warriors do win this series, I will be 14-1 with my NBA playoff prediction. We'll talk more about that towards the end of the show, but that will be nice. But again, the Warriors need to find a way to win tonight's game, so we'll see if they can do that. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. When we come back, we'll talk some more sports. We'll talk about Bob Stoops' retirement. We'll also talk some Stanley Cup Finals. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk much more. We'll do all that next on Moves.
Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man.
Tone Shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never fear death or dying. I only fear never trying. I am whatever I am. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it.
That I ride with be the same ones that I die with. Put it all out on the line with. If you're looking for me, you can find wit in the new car or the crown wit. My new bra does a fine chick in the weather squad. I'm down with, ain't no way around it. What you say? Tell me what you say. Working hard, repping for my dogs. Do this every day. Taking off, looking out for all. Making sure we ball like the.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, it's not too late. You can call me up, 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to talk to you. We can talk NBA Finals. We can talk anything in the world of sports. We can talk Major League Baseball. Stanley Cup Finals is over. We can talk about that as well. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. But let's turn our attention to some college football news that came out last week, and we talked a little bit about it on Friday. Bob Stoops retiring. Not expected here in Oklahoma. Definitely a big shock. To all these OU fans, I was definitely shocked as well. I did not see that coming. Obviously, you think since he retired immediately, his health an issue. He says it's not an issue. It's just the right time. And again, I'm not going to say it's the right time, but it was definitely a good time for him to retire because OU program is in a really good shape right now, especially for this year. I just was kind of shocked that he didn't finish out this year because he has a team that has a chance to win a national championship. There's no doubt about that. I would think OU would finish just short. I think they have a chance to get to the college football playoff. We'll see. We'll see how things play out. They have tough road games at Ohio State and in Stillwater, taking on a really good Oklahoma State team, which they might have to play again in the Big 12 title game. Don't forget there's a Big 12 title game this year. But, again, going back to Coach Stoops, like I said, he put the program in great shape, winning 10 Big 12 titles, one national title, like we talked about on Friday. Again, the knock on him is he only won one national title, but it's tough to win a national championship. There's no doubt about it. He played in four national title games and won one out of four. I thought they should have won the LSU game. Outside of that, the Florida-USC game were games where that USC team was loaded. That was at Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Matt Leinart. That team was big time in Florida with Tim Tebow and that good defense. I thought OU had a chance to win that game. But anyway, he still put OU on the right track. And you always knew that Bob Stoops was going to field a team that would have a chance to compete in the Big 12 and compete nationally. They might not win a national championship, but they were going to have an opportunity to play for a Big 12 title, and they would have an opportunity to win a national title. So you always knew that with Coach Stoops. You don't have that. You don't know that. And also, Coach Stoops was going to win double-figure games. So you knew he was going to win 10-plus games. You don't know that with Coach Riley. It'll be interesting to see what Coach Riley does. It'll be interesting how he performs. Obviously, he has a lot of talent. He definitely knows offense, but he doesn't have any head coaching experience. So it's going to be interesting to see how he does, especially going past this year. I think this year OU's loaded. They're going to have an opportunity to play for a national title. But it's going to be interesting to see how he handles all the responsibilities, not just handling all the pressure that comes with being the coach of the University of Oklahoma, especially at a young age, also handling the media. It seems like he's going to be good at that part, handling the media, but it'll be interesting to see how he does with that, handling the media. I know he has some, he has some experience handling media as an offensive coordinator, obviously, but it's different being the head coach. And also, he's going to have to make all those tough decisions, those tough play calls. That's going to be very, very interesting. I am a little surprised, like I said, that they didn't try a national coaching search, but they love the continuity. They wanted to keep that continuity going with this OU program, and that's smart. They've won, what, 10 games in a row heading into this coming season, and also with recruiting. You want to keep that continuity with recruiting. And, again, Lincoln Riley has done a great job. He's done a great job with the offense. Now, they're going to be without Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, and also D.D. Westbrook. So that's going to be it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to have that offensive success, even though Baker Mayfield is back, if they're going to have to get some new weapons. And they have some talented players at the skill positions. But it'll be interesting to see if they can get that success going offensively like they did the last couple of years with Perine, Mixon, and Westbrook. So that'll be interesting to follow. But it'll be interesting to see also what Bob Stoops does during his retirement. He's going to be the special assistant to the athletic director at OU, so maybe there's a chance he'll become the athletic director if Joe Castiglione ever decides to retire. Maybe. You never know. So that'll be very, very interesting. But I do think Lincoln Riley is going to do a good job. But past this year recruiting, everything that a head coach has to handle, is going to be very, very interesting to see if he handles that, how he handles that, and how he handles the pressure. Because the University of Oklahoma football program is big-time football. There's no doubt about that. There's a lot of passion in this state for their football, for OU and OSU, but especially OU football. I mean, there is a lot of passion. And if you struggle, the fan base is going to let you know about it. And like Greg, from our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, the Sooner Nation will speak. They will let you know if they don't like the way you're playing. There's no doubt about that. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles that. So we shall wait and see. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Right now, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll close out the show. We'll talk some Major League Baseball. We'll also talk some French Open tennis. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll do all that next on Mo. After listening to some, what are we going to listen to? We're going to listen to some music from the Jackson 5, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more sports next on Mo Sports Talk. Jackson 5. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, it's not too late. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. We can talk NBA Finals. Again, I'm going with the Warriors tonight. They need to win this game. And also, I'll be happy to go 14-1, but we'll talk more about that coming up to close out the show. But let's talk some Major League Baseball. The Yankees, this weekend, they swept Baltimore, winning by a combined score during the three-game series, 38-8. Man, the Yankees are playing some great baseball right now. And how about Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge? I mean, man, they are on fire. Right now, Aaron Judge, if the season were over now, which obviously we're a long way from the season being over, Aaron Judge would win the Triple Crown. He hit a home run almost 500 feet yesterday. They are playing some big-time baseball. The pitching has been really good. Severino was really good on Saturday, and the pitching has been great. Outside of maybe Masahiro Tanaka, who goes tonight. We'll talk about that in a second. But Gary Sanchez and Judge, and that whole offense is just clicking right now. These young guys, they call them the Baby Bombers. They are playing some really, really great baseball. Up next for the Yankees, they go to the West Coast, and they take on the Angels, the Anaheim Angels. Wednesday's game is on ESPN. Looking forward to that. But again, it'll be interesting to see how if the Yankees can score that many. Well, they're not going to score, obviously, 16 and 14 runs on the road, you would think. But it'll be interesting to see if they can – keep that high productivity up offensively on the road, because at home, my goodness, they're a juggernaut. There's no doubt about that. And since this is my last show for a while, I do have to give it up to Brian Cashman for gathering all this young talent to making great decisions, because I really thought, you know, I'm like George Steinbrenner. I'm from that kind of school. Get those high-priced free agents. I was always into that, just spin. And when Brian Cashman didn't spin, I was like, okay, well, you're not getting those big-time free agents. You're not spending money. We're the Yankees. This is, you know, I'm a big Yankee fan. We spend money. That's what the Yankees do. That's what we do. But Brian Cashman, he's been really frugal with the money, building up the farm system. It's really paying off. I got to give him props, because I came after Brian Cashman and said, man, if you don't start spending some money, he made the smart decision. That was a great decision by Brian Cashman. All the young talent that's come up for the Yankees, Judge and Sanchez and Didi Gregorius, I mean, these guys are playing some great making that trade to get a young Starlin Castro and not paying money for these big-time free agents has really paid off for the Yankees. And I expect them now, even past this year, they'll go after some big-time free agents. There's no doubt about that, but it's really paying off, and they're playing some great baseball. They're leading four games. They're up four games in the AL East against the Boston Red Sox. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out the rest of the summer, that race for the AL East. But I love the way the Yankees are playing right now. There's no doubt about that. Also, the Cubs this weekend, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Rockies. I still, like I said earlier, I said it last week, I told you that I think the Colorado Rockies are for real. I think they're playing some great baseball. But when we look at the Cubs, they're 500 right now, 31-31. If you had told me that, I would have been a little surprised. But, again, there's a big hangover after waiting 108 years to win a World Series ring. So it'll be interesting to see how the Cubs, how they go forward in the rest of this year. I still think in that week, NL Central, I think they'll still win the Central. I still think the Cubs will be there in the end. I mean, they just have way too much talent. I think they'll pick it up. I've been waiting for them to pick it up. It's only a matter of time, in my opinion. I think the Cubs will pick it up. I think they'll start winning a lot of games. They'll put a winning streak together. So we shall wait and see on that. Also, we can talk about the French Open. Yelena Ostapenko, I think I pronounced her name right, she won the women's title. She was unranked, by the way. And like I said, the women's side of tennis is wide open now that Serena Williams has taken a year off because she's having a baby. It's wide open now, so it's time to win. And she unranked to win the French Open, very, very impressive. On the men's side, Rafael Nadal, he won his 10th French Open title, winning on Sunday in straight sets. He didn't lose a set the whole French Open tournament. He didn't lose a set. So, I mean, man, he's playing some unbelievable tennis right now. I mean, playing some big, big-time tennis. And then also we can talk about the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 6 was last night. Pittsburgh, they win their back-to-back titles, beating Nashville 2-0 in Nashville. Very impressive, because Nashville has been really dominant on their home ice. They've been playing some great hockey at home. But give Pittsburgh credit. They found a way to win. Patrick Hornquist, he had the game-winning goal right at the end of the game. I think he had about, 2 minutes left. They had an empty net goal as well. A great win there for Pittsburgh. Sidney Crosby wins the Conn Smythe. So Pittsburgh, they go back-to-back, winning another Stanley Cup final. But give credit to Nashville. They had a great playoff run. They really energized the city of Nashville. The Predators, you have to give them credit. Who saw that coming, them making it to the Stanley Cup Finals? I know I didn't. If you had told me Nashville would make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, I would have said you're crazy, and they did. So a great run from them. But Pittsburgh, they go back-to-back. So we can talk about that as well. And also we have some breaking NFL news. The Ravens, they signed Jeremy Maclin. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, we talked about this, I believe, last week or the week after. Jeremy Maclin, he was let go from the Kansas City Chiefs to save some money. So now Jeremy Maclin, he's going to be a Baltimore Raven. They needed a down-the-field threat for Joe Flacco, so that's a nice sign there for the Baltimore Ravens. I really think he can help their offense, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm not going to make a prediction, but in case I don't have a show during football season, watch out for the New England Patriots. They are loaded, by the way. I'm just letting you know. I mean, my goodness, they had a great offseason. Unless Tom Brady falls off a cliff, you know, productivity-wise, at his age, which he, I think he's going to be 40 at the beginning of the NFL season, I think 40, the Patriots are definitely the hands-on favorites to win another title. So, anyway, we can talk about that as well. But again, like I said at the beginning of the show, this is going to be my last show for the foreseeable future. Hopefully, I could be back in about, you know, a month. You know, no doubt, I could be back in a month or two, or it could be a year or two, or it could be never. Just pray for me that I get a different job and I can come back and we can go into prime time. Then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. We'll have all our special guests like Grandma Trice. We'll have Grandma Trice back on. We'll also have the former coach, the Texas Longhorns coach, Mack Brown. We'll have Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dick Vitale. We'll have all the guests back on if we can get back into prime time. But I do want to thank everyone who has listened. I want to thank you very much all over the United States and all over the nation. You know, 7 or 8% of my listenership was from France and from the United Kingdom, 6% from Canada. So I saw that on Blog Talk Radio today. So I definitely want to thank everyone for making this show possible and for listening and taking the time to listen. I also want to thank Greg for doing his our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Again, hopefully we'll be back, but he did a great job in his segment, so I want to give him thanks as well. And we've got to talk about the accomplishments that we did this year. I told you before the Super Bowl started, and I think I deleted that show, but, you know, you've got to be honest, I told you that the New England Patriots were going to beat the Atlanta Falcons 34-27. I was 1 point off. Again, listen to most sports. I even listen to old shows. Even though I'm taking a break, listen to old shows. I told you that the Patriots would win. But I said, and I was a little fortunate there. What a great comeback there by the Patriots. And I'm not going to say a choke job, but, I mean, man, Atlanta definitely let one slip through their hands in that one. They definitely should have won the game, but give the Patriots credit for finding a way to win. What a great Super Bowl that was. So, also, before the season started, I told you Alabama and Clemson were going to play again for a title. I told you that. Now, I thought Alabama were going to win again. I was wrong on that, but I did tell you that Alabama and Clemson were going to play for a title again. Again, listen to Moe's Sports. So I got two out of the four college football playoff participants right. Listen to Moe's Sports. Also, I told you before the season started that the Cubs were going to end the curse, the so-called curse of the goat, Billy Goat, and they would win the Major League Baseball title. I told you that before the season started, not during the season, I told you before the playoffs as well in our playoff preview show, but I told you before the season started that the Cubs, they have so much talent, they're going to break that curse, they're going to win the Major League Baseball title. Again, I did the same thing for the New England Patriots. Also, I told you before the tournament started that North Carolina would make it to the national title game again. And then before the Final Four started, I had a caller call in again. Thank you to all the callers that took the time to call in, by the way. But I told you North Carolina would win the national championship, and they did. Just had so much height, their ability to rebound, and Joel Berry's play, I thought they would find a way to win a national championship. Now, I did think Duke was going to do better. I was wrong on that. You know, got to be honest with you, wrong on that. Hopefully Duke had a great recruiting class. Hopefully, you know, I'm a big Duke fan. Hopefully, they will win it all. Now, the Warriors still have to win one more game. Like we talked about earlier in the show, that if the Warriors do win, I will have gone 14-1 and predicted who is going to win the NBA title. Now, I'm not going to give myself too much credit for picking the Warriors. Who didn't pick the Warriors? But going 14-1, listen to Moe's Sports Talk. Listen to Moe's Sports Talk and you'll learn. So, there you go on that. Don't forget, you can listen to my old shows anytime on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. Tell your local sports talk radio station about me. If you want to come, I'm willing to go anywhere to talk sports. I don't care if it's in Canada. I will go to Canada. I will roll to Canada. Let your local sports talk station know about me. If you like my show, let your local sports talk radio station know about me. And my show link, and I will definitely I'll go there. It doesn't matter. You can get me on the cheap as well. So anyway, God bless you, everyone. Again, hopefully I'll be back sooner than later. But definitely want to close out the show with singing one of my favorite songs. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, do 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I'm sorry to say. Good night, sweetheart. Good night. But again, hopefully we'll be back sooner than later. stay tuned for updates. I think I'll be on Twitter for a while, at least through July. I might take a break from Twitter, but if I come back, I will let you all know. So again, God bless everyone. Trust in God. God is good. And we'll talk to you down the road, hopefully sooner than later, on Mo Sports Talk.